everybody. Thank you for tuning into our first show. We are the Young Americans. I'm joined by my friends Mac and Lena. How are you doing, Mac?
I'm doing great, Taylor. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And how are you, Lena?
I'm great. I'm doing great.
And our first song tonight is by our local Athens band, REM. It's called Everybody Hurts. When your day is long. Again, that was Everybody Hurts by our local REM. REM actually got their start in Athens, for anyone who doesn't know. But y'all, it's been a long week. The days and nights have been long. How are y'all holding up?
I am very tired. We have been here officially 4 weeks yesterday.
It's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
It is a big deal. It feels like it's gone so fast, but so slow at the same time.
I know. Like, I feel like I blinked my eyes and I'm like, oh my God, we're a third of the way through our program. That's insane.
It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. But we have some more local Athens anthems for y'all lined up tonight. Do you want to tell us about them, Lena?
Yes, our next song of the night is Dixieland Delight by Alabama, a game day favorite of all the UGA students.
It's a good one, guys.
Yes.
Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, a sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dovin' on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. Tail buck deer munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parking a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life.
That was Dixieland Delight by Alabama. It's one of Lena's favorites. She actually picked it for us tonight. Lena, you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. So that song, a little bit country, very old school.
Very old school.
It's a favorite to play when the dogs win, when we're feeling good at school. Mm-hmm. They play at restaurants, at bars. It's just a really big song to play. And we like to throw in ad-libs. We like to make up some words and throw them in there. And I'm a big Georgia fan. I go there. I'm a fourth year, and so does Taylor.
Yeah, I'm a third year at Georgia. I'm actually a fifth generation Bulldog.
Oh, wow. I'm a first generation, so first person to go to Georgia for my family. Very, very proud of that. And then Mac is not a Georgia, so doesn't go to Georgia. Where do you go?
No, I go to St. Lawrence University. It's up in New York, and actually I am an alumnus as well. My dad went to St. Lawrence as well.
Okay.
I have actually never been to Georgia, sadly. So
We'll change that.
Yeah, you have to come.
I haven't really heard that song before, which is kind of
well,
funny.
Well, we changed that, so it's good.
Yeah, no, yeah, now we're good. Now I've heard it. But
we're going to teach you all the extra
yeah,
lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. You'll be singing along with us next time.
I hope so. I hope I learn the fighting chants.
Have you noticed any differences between St. Lawrence and like the way UGA does things?
Oh, definitely. There's a few signature phrases that you guys say all the time that
other
I've never
than y'all?
Heard. I mean, yeah. I've never heard them before, and just I don't know, the way that you guys talk about school sounds like it's really very fun on game days, and we're used to hockey instead of football. Mm-hmm. So our hockey games are huge. so I can't really relate to the football part of it, but that's okay.
That's fair. I'm sure y'all still have the game day spirit. So, you want to tell us about your major, Lena?
Yes, so I'm actually a computer science major with a minor in women's studies, and we all are on this UGA Cortona Study Abroad, which is an art program, so it's like completely new to me, but I'm really excited to be here with you guys, and I know your major is art, like completely
art.
I'm
a double major in printmaking, book arts, and art education, minoring in art history. So art through and through. What made you decide to go with... Oh, this is Baba O'Reilly by The Who. Baba O'Reilly by The Who. That's an oldie but a goodie, just like the UGA Cortona program. We are in our 50th year anniversary. What is y'all's favorite part so far?
Everything has been great so far in Cortona. I love the small town vibe. I love all of the people, the locals. Everyone's been so nice to us. What about you, Mac?
Also, the view is pretty spectacular, I have to say. I love all the architecture in Cortona. I love the little streets. I love the giant hill up to our door.
Yeah, it's definitely a big, big difference here, the hills.
Built-in Stairmaster, it's good to have.
But we have the best view ever, and I'm so appreciative of that. I get to wake up to the sunrise every morning and see Camochia down the hill. Beautiful.
It really is, and everyone's been so welcoming. Like, it's been really amazing, like, how wonderful the friendship is between UGA and Cortona and how strong it is. So we just got to walk into something so amazing, and they've really continued it for a long time.
Absolutely. And, you know, even though a lot of us haven't taken Italian before, a lot of the locals are taking it upon themselves to teach us a few words, and they're so understanding when we maybe say the wrong thing or don't know how to say something. It's been so sweet.
Yeah, it's been really wonderful.
Absolutely. So I'd like to introduce our next song. I've heard it's also a game day favorite at Georgia.
Heck yeah.
It's Saturday Night's All Right by Elton John. And again, that was Saturday Night's All Right by Elton John. So since all these past songs have been game day songs, I know I've been very curious about how a typical UGA game day goes, and I'm sure our listeners are too. So I wanted to ask, you know, Taylor first and then Lena, how does a typical game day go for you guys?
Well, you try to sleep in, usually doesn't work, and then we do this thing called tailgating, which is basically where you sit in the sun and drink and eat like hamburgers and stuff until the game starts. If it's a day game, you melt for 4 hours, and if it's a night game, it's actually like the best thing ever. And you usually make the trek, like you walk all the way to Sanford Stadium and scream with all the fans, and then you go out afterwards or like spend time with your friends. I like doing movie nights because it's insane downtown. What about you, Lena?
Pretty much. I think everyone has a very similar experience on game days. You know, you wake up early, you dress up red, black.
Oh, yeah, the dress up. Yeah, that's what I forgot. Oh, my gosh. You have to get cute. You have to wear like your sorority button
red,
if you're
black,
in a sorority.
All the way out.
Oh, yeah.
And I like getting to the stadium early for good seats. Luckily, being students, we get really good deals on tickets, mm-hmm. and we get to pretty much pick where we get to sit. So I always try and get there early, get a really good view of the game, which is, you know, usually very expensive if you're not a student. So I'm really grateful for that. And just being with my friends tailgating again in parking lots. At Georgia, you're allowed to tailgate everywhere. So like,
yeah, that's amazing.
Academic buildings, you're allowed to like tailgate in front of the library, on the streets, like parking lots. It's everywhere.
Frat and, houses.
Yeah, under tents, and everyone just sets up buffets, and like there are outdoor TVs if you can't make it to the game. People show out from all over. They're driving like motor homes, everything, just to make it to Athens on a Saturday, which is something I really love about Athens, is just like the community really shows out for the school.
Is it just for football mainly, or do you guys do that for other sports as well?
It's for football. I mean, like, we have other sports that have a really good following, like our gym dogs, the gymnasts.
Oh, yeah.
They're really popular. Like, people really like going to their games or meets, I guess. And then
basketball.
The basketball
team's a really big thing, too.
We have some Olympic swimmers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we've got a lot of good sports, but football is what people show up for. Our next song is going to be Piano Man by Billy Joel.
Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes. Sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. La 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 la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. The bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out. Time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer.
That was Piano Man by Billy Joel. Now, y'all, not only is UGA a wonderful school to socialize at and go to football games and have fun, it's also a great academic environment, which is why we're here in Cortona, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, at our public Ivy, what is your favorite thing about the academic environment?
I really love how the professors are really invested in the students. Personally, in my computer science major, I have, you know, like a few professors who really have reached out and like really want, even though we have like classes of like 100 to 300 students, they really want each of us to succeed. And I think that's something you see all across UGA is they really want everyone to do their best there. And like we get all of the best amenities there. Like we get access to everything. And I think that's really great.
Yeah, I agree. I think my favorite part is probably that the Georgia Museum of Art is on our campus. So I got the opportunity to take a class with the director of education at the Georgia Museum with my best friend. And we were the only two people in the class. Like the classes is
awesome.
It was so fun. And I learned about like museum education and just how to put together a tour for any age group, and it was really, really exciting for me because that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So UGA giving me that opportunity was absolutely incredible, and it was just a class that I signed up for. It was so casual. What about you, Mac? Like, what's your school like?
Well, my university is actually a lot smaller than Georgia. It's only 2,400, which is like,
that's crazy.
Significantly
smaller. UGA has, what, 35,000 students?
Including grad students,
Yeah, we don't really have grad students. So my biggest class is typically 30 people. And basically I know our whole art department because it's so, so small.
That's kind of like what the DOT is like. The DOT is our art school, and there are only 800 people in it. So it feels much smaller. Like there are ways to make the big university smaller, but
800 versus like 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I really love it. I know almost all the professors, and everyone knows you by name. So,
that's so exciting.
When you pass the professors in the dining hall, because they eat with us sometimes, you know, it would be like, aww, call you out, hey, Mac. You're like, oh, hi, how are you doing? And it's really fun. You know, you get to know them really well.
Yeah, small town vibes.
Absolutely. Yeah, and Canton, New York is just absolutely tiny. So it's really the college.
Yeah.
So our next song of the night is House of the Rising Sun by The Animals.
Another classic.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun. And it's been the ruin of many a war. In God, I know I'm one.
House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. And so, being in Cortona, there's a lot of similarities, I feel like, socially here. Everyone really likes to go out, have a good time in groups. Friends always go out to the bars, you know. I really like that they really like doing lunch here, like out And yeah, they cute. Also like close for like 3 hours of the day, and I think it's really great. We don't really have that back home.
Yeah, that would be nice. I would appreciate a break in the middle of the day to have lunch.
Siesta time.
Yeah, I don't really eat lunch when I'm in school. Is it like that in New York?
I mean, not like it is here. We do have a lot of chaos in New York, I would say. So everyone's always busy and running everywhere and going super fast. So it's really different to come here and have kind of a slower pace. And it's really nice, you know, like everyone's more relaxed and they're not so stressed out about everything going on.
Yeah.
And school, like even on our campus, all the professors are speed walking to their classes everywhere, especially when it's snowing, which is all the time. Yeah. So
I feel like that's the difference between just like Italy and America in general, like the vibes around like how stressed out you are. Like we're always like, oh my God, we have to do everything right now. And like, if we don't do it right now, we're going to die. Like Italy's a little bit more like, yo, like have a sandwich, have coffee, chill out. Why are you freaking out? You only got one life. So I like that a lot.
I love, you know, going to grab coffee in town and just sitting and talking with friends. It's a nicer pace. It's like a stroll versus a speed walk.
Yeah.
Nice. Especially change. At Bar Hill, we kind of need to stroll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of the time we kind of have this constant busy feeling of stress, and it's nice. And I think that's it's nice to be here. I mean, and it's we have the next song coming up. It's going to be Closing Time by Semisonic, and it kind of is that vibe of just relaxing and sitting back and enjoying.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Is
again, that was Closing Time by Semisonic. As we are nearing the conclusion of our fun segment, I wanted to ask Taylor and Lena about their fun memories that they've been having in Cortona. What are some Closing Time memories that you would like to share?
Oh my gosh. I've honestly enjoyed just sitting in coffee shops and working on art the most. It's been really wonderful. I've been really inspired here. I was kind of in a rut before I came, but you can't not look at the Tuscan countryside and want to make it, like, it's just, it's perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Also, just like learning more about the culture here, and like, I've been to Italy before, so this is actually my second time, but I really didn't know about like the background of the culture, and like getting to learn that from our professors just really makes me appreciate the lifestyle here a lot more. Mm-hmm. And we've been to Rome so far,
mm-hmm. Orvieto
and Siena, and just they're just like beautiful, really historical cities, and I can't wait to keep traveling. And we're going to Where are we going this weekend?
Pisa,
and then we're going to Florence next week. Yeah, and I'm just really excited for everything.
I love all the museums that we get to visit. That's some of my favorite memories. It's really just cool. Like sitting in front of the Maya staff, for example,
and casual,
taking in all the beauty of the artwork here. It's so embedded in the culture, and I think that is just absolutely incredible. And it makes me feel so, so happy. So our next song is Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Something embedded in our culture.
Now
back. That again was Mr. Brightside by The Killers. So as we conclude our show, is there any shout out things that we would like to say to the people of Cortona, Lena?
I just want to thank everyone for being so welcoming. Thank you to Toninos for keeping us fed. We go there every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Thank God for Toninos.
Yeah, thank God. And thank you to everyone at Molasini's for where we get our groceries. I really love everyone there. And that bar, Granadio, love that bar. Hang out there all
great
the time.
Bar.
Great bar.
Super bougie, super swanky. Yep.
What about you, Taylor? Do you have anything you'd like to say?
I spend like 90% of my time at Toucher, so thank you for Toucher. Love that. Yeah.
And personally, I'd like to thank Enza for being a doll.
Enza. Love
and
Enza.
Thank you. Thank
with
you
our
Italian
directors.
Chats
yeah.
And coordinating Asuntina. All our mail. Yes, absolutely.
Asuntina taught us how to make pasta.
I would. Yes.
It was so nice.
It was incredible.
Thank you, everyone, for being nice to us.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for accepting us and teaching us how to slowly speak Italian. Yes. It's been great.
Very slowly. And so our final song of the night is one of my favorites. It's Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads. All my memories, they gather around her. On the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes, country road. Should've been.